Well, hello, guys. Now, here's a question for you. Who the hell left the cake out in the rain? Because I won't be able to make another one like that, you know. That wasn't the question, actually. Do femmes make good actresses? Well, by rights, they really should do, because most of their life, they're acting and playing an actor's role. Well, I know some of you men don't believe that. But there are a few good actresses that are femmes, aren't there? But of course, a lot of them just look okay, and that helps a lot, doesn't it? But of course, I'm losing the plot a bit here. No, the reason I asked that question about actresses is because there's two femmes that come to mind. One is Amber Turd, who, as we know, was in court, and when you go to court, you tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me, whatever. And she immediately started lying straight away. But because she wasn't a very good actress, people didn't believe her. And she got caught out loads of times. So that means the court of law meant nothing to her to tell the truth. Just like it doesn't mean anything to any femme. Now, I thought there was a law, if you lied in court, you got done for perjury. But I guess that law doesn't apply to femmes. Now, Johnny Depp would have to tell the truth, because if he lied and found out he lied, they'd charge him, wouldn't they? And the other person is Meghan Markle, another person that isn't a very good actress at all. And she's got caught out loads of times as well. You see, with femmes, it never occurs to them to actually tell the truth. No, their first instinct is to lie. And this is mostly all femmes think this way. And of course, a lot of femmes are very good actresses, but not on film, but in real life. And they lie to especially men profusely. Of course, they would call it bending the truth, but it's actually plain out lying. Because if they told the men the truth of who and what they really were, the man would run like hell. That's why when you meet a femme for the first time, she's on her best actress level. She'll probably play a bit coy, smile a lot, pretend butter wouldn't melt in her mouth, when she's probably had something long and thick in it just about 10 minutes before you met her. Wouldn't it be great if you could meet a femme for the first time and just walk up to her or whatever, and she looks reasonable, you know? Listen, I know you're going to lie to me, and I don't really care for people lying, so I want you to just cut the crap and be yourself, if there is anybody in there, that is. And the funny thing is, you probably wouldn't get anything out of her for at least 15 minutes. She'd just have a shocked look on her face. So if any of you guys out there are with a femme at the moment, and you trust her 99% of the time, you are going to be very shocked one day. For me, I only ever trusted a femme at least 50%. And that was probably too high on some of them. And from my experience, I found that femmes are generally all wired roughly about the same, with a few sort of deviations. There is plenty of truth in those people that say they have a herd-like mentality. Even the graft for their brain of intelligence is quite level all the way. And that's why most femmes are generally quite bland. And I don't mean in their crazy antics, I mean in their personalities. And they all find a joke funny if it's pointed towards a man, but you find they don't find it too funny when it's pointed towards a femme. You can imagine Christmas morning, can't you, when you've got your femme there and that, and she opens a box that you've given her. And it's a brain adaptation. What's the word? And you're giving her a new personality and a sense of humour at the same time. Don't worry, guys, when they get the artificial womb sorted out and the robots sorted out, the femme ones, we'll be able to do that. Then you could just book an argument and just not have one every day, at least. And you're probably saying, well, where is this video actually going? I don't know, but it's killing time until I drink my first beer, that is. And you guys can join me, if you're inclined to. And as it's Christmas Eve here, I might even push the boat out, have a couple more than I normally do. Well, don't worry, guys. When I get that drunk, I can't work the PC very well, and my speech is terrible. I wonder how many femmes Christmas morning will turn Christmas morning into something about sex. Well, I won't know, because I haven't got a femme. I gotta go, guys. See ya.